Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Well, I called my bank this morning, I mean, Chase card this morning to see why that all of my charges have been disqualified. And they told me that the reason was that someone had called and charged, let me see where I put it, $56.95 from your place, shop support or something like that. Then they also charged $3.44 to me on my Chase card from your company.
And what is your first and last name, please?
Sheila Earl.
Okay, and if you can verify your address.
3203 West 17th Street, Panama City, Florida.
Okay, thank you. I have your account pulled up, and I show that you ordered a space heater.
Okay, let me explain that. I got mad when the lady first told me that because I didn't order a space heater.
What was it that you ordered?
Someone tricked me, and they put down that I had ordered it when they told me I won, W-O-N,
correct.
Won it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I need a space heater. I thought, oh, this is great. They're good. I won it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they told me, I didn't talk to anyone. I just thought, well, it's true, and they let me win something. I didn't even know who it was, to be honest. Anyway, then they charged me $3.44, and that was, I think it was called dating service. I'm 84 years old. Of course I would call that. No, I didn't call that one either. So they declined it. They declined your $56.95. I want to know who did this. What was the name of the people that wanted that?
Okay, when you completed the, when you selected the space heater as your gift,
yes.
What happened was, per the disclosure of the terms and conditions, it also enrolled you in a shopping membership where you would receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which will allow you to shop online.
They want more money, I see. See,
so that's,
if I
that's
hadn't
the reason
called
that
you all because of this, I would never know they're setting me up again.
Well, we're assuming that you read over.
Do not take nothing from them. I don't know who was it, by the way.
Now, that I don't know. We're just customer service. One moment, please.
Well, you don't know who would have placed that? I've never heard of such a thing. But I'm glad Chase didn't pay it, because I would be out to about $60 right now. I would have lost $60. Thank God they didn't pay it. That's all I can say. But I wanted to know why you all did that. And now I'm understanding. It's fraud. On their end, it's fraud.
Okay, because you were transferred to the fraud department, but you remember selecting the space heater as a gift. You just
They told me it was a gift on my email. I don't think I've still got my email, but I don't keep them more than a couple of days. I don't even know what date that was, to be honest with you. But it told me, she said, however it was, it said something about winning. I had won something, and then it said the space heater. And since I need one because it's cold and my bedroom is like an iceberg sometimes, I thought, oh, great, I'm going to get that free. And like an idiot, I went ahead and put my card in. I just talked to Chase, and they said they just did it, stopped it, because they knew I had not ordered it. They know my, I don't order stuff like that. I'm not, and, you know, I've had it done like this before, not where they told me I won something, but people just getting on there and putting any number in, and unluckily I was the one that it took, but I don't understand it myself. But anyway, yes, I'm glad she let the lady that I got real mad at the lady that I first talked to on here. I really got mad because she wouldn't tell me anything, and that's why she let me talk to you. She said the fraud department.
Right, but if you told her that you ordered the product, but you
I didn't order it to pay for it.
Right,
it
you thought okay, you thought it was free, exactly. But if you told her that it's not fraud, she wasn't supposed to transfer the call
well,
to the fraud department.
Well, I know, and I apologize wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who she was. I don't know who I talked to. But anyway, she did the right thing, or no, Chase did the right thing by not paying it. But, you know, I just got really angry because I'm 84 and my money, I only get a check from the government to make my payments and live. And I was just very upset over it. And I still am, that anybody would try to do that to an older person. Of course, they don't know my age, but
exactly.
I do.
You just have to remember, whenever you order anything online, I mean, if you order anything online, and I definitely understand.
I won't do it again, sweetheart. I promise you.
You have to read over the terms and conditions.
I'm glad they didn't pay it, and I'm very sorry it happened. So will you forgive me? And if you know who that was, tell her I'm so sorry for talking that way to her. I was very mean.
Okay, I definitely will.
Do you know who she was?
Yes, I can send a message over.
Please do, and tell her that the person she talked to was angry because I had been defrauded. But anyway, please do that for me, because I'm not a bad person. I really am not.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so angry.
And things happen.
Yeah,
but yes,
well, I'm sorry.
I would only encourage.
The card is no longer any good. I told Chase to tear it up or do whatever they have to on their end or whatever. And I'm going to tear the card up as soon as we get through talking and cut it up. So anyway, will you tell her for me, please?
I sure will.
Thank you so much, and I'm sorry you all didn't get the money, but I won't get the heater, so it's all right, I guess.
Okay, well, you're
all set. Anyway, I'll have to buy me a heater, but I sure wouldn't pay $50-something for it. I thought, great, this is free, and I need one so bad. I shouldn't have done it, but I did, but honey, I won't ever do it again. You can bet your life on it.
Okay.
So
well, I'm glad we were able to
help. I'm going to hang up now. I want to say I'm sorry to you and her both, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
You too, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye.